The Warriors will host the Milwaukee Bucks on Thursday night at Oracle Arena, closing out a four-game homestand before playing five of their final seven games on the road to close out the regular season. And Tuesday night, with the Indiana Pacers visiting, the Warriors built a first-half lead that Indiana overcame in the second half on the way to a 92-81 victory. Here's Coach Kerr afterward.
Steve-O, what did you like about the first half and what changed for you guys in the second half and down the stretch?
We played a good first half. We played with a lot of force. We were decisive offensively. And then when they turned up their defense in the third quarter, we weren't ready to respond to that. And so I thought I'd give the Pacers credit. Their defense changed the game in the second half.
Steve, how's Jordan doing?
I think he's fine. He was obviously limping a little bit, but he's okay.
If you had to guess, how many starting lineups do you think you've used this year?
I have no idea.
It's 24, and it was 8 your first year. I mean, just a different. I think it went 8, 12, 14, 24 over your 4 years. Has it felt just like a crazy season in that?
Yeah, it has been, especially lately. You know, I mean, the first up until a few weeks ago, it felt more natural, like we were just trying to give guys a rest. And you know, every once in a while we made a change, like we went to JaVel instead of Zaza after the All-Star break, but it didn't feel abnormal until the last couple weeks. So now it's just, you know, we're just trying to mix and match and find some combinations, and I like the way we're fighting and competing, but we obviously need some scoring punch.
Nick Young started out strong and then he kind of fell off. Do you attribute that to the defense just kind of shutting him down a little, or
they picked up their defense. They did a good job defensively. Garoppolo's got a question. Sorry.
So we're running a zone defense, and I got to throw it deep. What am I?
Yeah, check down. Just check down.
Check down.
Yeah,
always,
yeah. Keep it conservative.
With the All-Stars, you know, potentially coming back soon, what do the reserve unit, like what do those guys get out of games like this where they run the show, and what have you liked seeing out of them, and how does this help their confidence come playoff time?
You know, the minutes are, you can't replace game action as a young guy. You feel it, you feel the pace, you feel the changes in the game. This was a good game for them because, you know, for Patty, Jordan, Loon, Quinn, because you know we're playing a team that's fighting for playoff seeding in the East, and they really turned it up, and you could feel it, and you have to be able to respond to that. And I thought we did actually. You know, they went on that big run to start the third quarter, but we closed the third quarter really well. Andre was obviously a big part of that, and we needed some veteran leadership to help us out. But it's just great to feel that kind of pressure and that kind of defense and that kind of athleticism coming at you, because that's the NBA, and you got to be prepared for that. But there's no preparation other than being out there and taking your lumps.
Coach, you guys shot just 9 free throws tonight. You think that was a lack of aggressiveness? Calls weren't there, just good defense by the Pacers?
No, it's just, you just have to, you just got to play. And, you know, you look at our lineup, we don't have a lot of guys out there who are going to draw fouls. I'm not surprised by the 9 free throws.
Looney, you know, played well in the first half. Yeah, I think he had 8 rebounds in the first half. What has he brought you from in the front court this season?
A lot. I mean, he brings rebounding, good defense both on the interior and the perimeter with his ability to switch, and he's smart. He's a very smart basketball player, and I think he's really come along and played well.
How big was this summer for him? I know he worked hard. He lost a lot of weight. How was that? How did that help
him? Just mainly being healthy, I think, was the biggest thing. He lost some weight, yeah, but it's first season he's had in his 3 years where he's been healthy and had confidence in his body and his ability to play night after night. And he's had a great year.
Coach, during an 82-game season, especially for a team that's expected to go deep in the playoffs, players get rest here and there, deservedly so. What about for a coach? How does a coach find rest throughout the season?
I took a nap this afternoon. I did. And I went to the pool. I sat in the sun for an hour this afternoon, and then I took a nap. So maybe I should have been watching more film. I don't know. I felt pretty good this afternoon, though.
Coach, Quinn Cook had 11 points and 7 assists, but he struggled on shooting tonight. What are you going to tell him, if anything, to keep his confidence up going forward?
I don't need to tell him anything. He knows we want him shooting, and we've told him that over and over again. And a big part of being in the NBA is understanding that there's going to be nights like this where the ball doesn't go in, and I want him shooting 17 times again on Thursday.
JaVale had a solid night, both as a rebounder and as a shooter. Are you liking what you're seeing out of him?
JaVale's playing well for us. He's giving us energy, and you know, he gives us some scoring punch, and he's done a good job.